So at the bottom of Kuf Yudam Bey is the very last line. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Kol ha-mazug mitstares. So kol mazug, anything that gets diluted, any drink, any wine that gets diluted, it's mitstares with something else. Chutz min ha-mayim. Except for water. Water which gets diluted, we'll get to in a second, is not. So again, let's say I have... what's that apple juice you dilute?
Cedar.
The apple cider. Apple cider. So you dilute that. He built wood, right? Exactly. So let's say you have wine, which you dilute, and you have apple cider, which you dilute, or any other drink you dilute. Those are all mitzdarif for zugos. Because when it came to zugos, it had to be the same min. So we had two apples at zugos. So to here also, if it's things that are diluted when drunk, so that's going to be combined. But chutz min ha-mayim, water will not get, diluted water is not considered mazug. We'll get to in a second what that means, diluted water. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu mayim, even water which gets diluted can be considered mazug. So what does it mean, water that's get diluted? So machlok is whether water that's diluted, mayim mazug, is considered part of the other mazugim. So what does that mean, says the Gemara? Amar of Papa, lo amran ela chamimi legi lego kriri. Be kriri lego chamimi. Chamimi, hot water into cold water, or cold water into hot water, that's considered mazug because of two different meaning. So that's combined. Now that's you've diluted, that's the hot water, you've diluted with the cold water. Va chamimi lego chamimi, the kriri lego kriri lo. But cold into cold and hot and hot, that's not considered mazug, that's the same exact water. So again, to repeat, the machlokes of Yochanan and the first opinion here of Shmuel is hot water and cold water mixed together, is that considered mazug or not? So very interesting in the back here, it quotes from the Asman the Reiser, Yosef Engel, quotes from his brother, what's the machlokas whether yain mazug is, sorry, whether mayim mazug is considered mazug or not? He quotes the Gemara in Chulin that says when you're washing mayim Rishonim, you could use warm water, but you cannot use hot water. Yad to love this bow, if it's hot, but yad to love this bow, you can't use that as mayim Rishonim. Why? So Rashi there on the daf says because it's not considered mayim. If it's hot water, that's not bechal mayim. For whatever reason, hot water is not mayim. So if hot water is not mayim, so if I combine it with cold water, which is mayim, so basically you're taking hot water, which is now a new drink, it's a new min, a drink, putting cold water, I'm being mazug, I'm diluting it, and that's considered yayim mazug. The other, and that's Rabbi Yochanan who says it's considered diluted water, because Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe is the author of that opinion in the Gemara Chulin, which says hot water is not good for mayim Rishonim. Shmuel here, however, says no, hot water is water, just temperature is hot, but it's still water. So hot water and cold water, it's not mazug, it's the same exact min, so that's what Machloka is, according to the Asman the Reis's brother, is. Beautiful. So
the basis of it, just to clarify, is that if it's a Yatzalot's brother, it's not just this, it wouldn't be possible to be the same min.
According to Rashi, I understand exactly, Yatzalot's brother is not considered water.
It's a chiddush. It's considered water, what is it considered?
It's a new category. It's Mayim Chaim, or Mayim Cham, I guess.
Mayim Chamim.
That's still Mayim. It's considered cooked liquid.
I don't know, do you call, let's say cold soup, is that, let's say you have chicken soup that's cold and it's all congealed or it's in the freezer, is that considered chicken soup? Or it's, it's not edible, it's, if it loses its ability to shamsha, so maybe it loses its chaloshem.
Could be. Yeah. But I mean, Mayim Chamim, you could use it to make coffee.
So you can, right.
It doesn't lose any, it just changes its.
But if you define a food by its usage, so hot water, coffee, I guess cold, you go to have iced coffee, but.
Okay. Cold, compressed, you can't make a brew with it cold coffee. Even if you use instant, it wouldn't work.
You need the heat water to. Okay. Fine. So then the Gemara says, "Vayiter," four lines from the top. Amar Reish Lakish, arba dvarim ha'osa son damo berosho. The four things that a person does, damo berosho, he's death is on his head. Mischai benafsho, and he's responsible for these own things, for doing these four things, for the result of them. Eluhin, and the four are the follows. Hanifna bein dekalakos, the son who goes to the bathroom between a date tree and the wall. Va'over bein shnei dekalim, someone who passes through two date trees. Va'shosem mayim shulim, someone who drinks borrowed water. Va'over al mayim shfuchim, if someone passes over water that has been spilled out. Va'afil shvachaso isha, even if his wife was the one who poured it out, if he passes over that, then he's going to be damo berosho mischai benafsho. Those four things, which Gemara will elaborate all in a moment. So these halachas are not brought down in the poskim, and poskim want to wonder why not? Why is this not mentioned? So at first glance, one would think it's not shayach anymore. However, there are many who think these four things still are relevant bizman hazeh. There's a mice that's brought down here in the back. The Chazon Ish, I think, had two date trees on his property or something. And then he always passed through. So Talmud asked him, "So why are you passing through these two date trees?" He just said, "The mice, these things don't apply anymore." That's the pashas is. We're not knowing these things. Like the Rambam,
if you think they don't affect you, they don't affect you.
Yeah, it could be. So Lemaisi said this didn't; these things were not effective anymore. So let's go through each of these now. So the Gemara says the first wide line down. I missed it. Sorry. Vafil shafchasu isha befanav. Even if his wife pours out the water in front of him, and he's not concerned of any kishuf, there's still he's not allowed to pass over. So says the Gemara, hanifne bein dekel akosa. Someone goes to the bathroom between the dekel date tree and a wall. Lo amrin el delesle arba amos. It's only when the distance between the tree and the wall is less than 4 amos. About isle arba amos, if there's a distance of 4 amos, less than, but it's not a concern. It's very far away, it's not a concern. Vechi lesle arba amos, when there's not 4 amos, when there's a very narrow path between the tree and the wall, that we said there's a problem. Lo amrin, that's only a problem. El delekat dircha achrina, when there's no other path. About ika dircha achrina, less than, but if there's another path, it's not a concern. I think the Rashbam explains. So look at the Rashbam, the last narrow line of the Rashbam. El de lo havi arba amos. If there's only 4 amos, de lo shavik ravcha the shade the lavor being dekalakosa mishim hachi mazgilem. There's not enough room for the shade to pass through. He's kind of like stuck in between the deck on the coast, so that's a problem. And then he says el deleka dircha achrina. If there's no other pathway around it, shteyuchul shade de lahalachbav. The shade wants to go around the other way. If it's the only path where it's concerned, the shade went there and he got kind of stuck in between. If there's another way around the deck, well, we assume the shade went around that way and isn't stuck between the wall and the deck. So that's the first concern of not being nifne ben dekalakoso. The second concern, according to Reish Lakish, is v'ha over ben shnei dekalim. When passing through two date trees, one can't do. Lo amrin ela de lo paskina rishus harabim. That's only if a highway of some sort doesn't pass between the two. Have a paskina rishus harabim less than buff. There's a highway that goes between these two dekal trees, these two trees, then it's not a problem.
I mean, why is he so specific to a dekel tree? You know, like, why can't it be just like by anything in a wall that there's no 4 feet to pass, 4 amot to pass through it? You know, I guess I would sort of say it makes sense. Okay, so there's nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, why?
Apparently, the dekel tree, this is the example that Gemara uses all the time. Apparently, that's where the shadim were very common. I don't know why, and not. Yeah, maybe you've got the article, maybe you have something interesting here.
No, that's good. What do we say?
Yeah.
Not a lot in Rushut Arabim, the Shadim, therefore they're going.
I have nothing about the Dekel in particular.
There isn't a Dekel. Oh,
but why
a specific Dekel? No.
Okay.
So that's the second thing, not passing through Shnei Dekalim. Third issue is Hashosem Mayim Shulim, drinking water that has been borrowed. So Lo Amron, it's only said Elo did Shilainu Katan, only if a katan borrows it, somehow the katan's more a danger. A gadol, the one who drinks the borrowed water, less than ba, he is not going to be vulnerable to any of these shadim.
The shadim is staying on the water that seems in the Rishut HaKtanim.
But why wouldn't that get borrowed? What's the issue of being borrowed? We're concerned that Maim Shulim, is that talking about borrowed water?
Yeah, but feel, no, it says Lo Amron HaShulim, but Katan. HaShotem HaShulim Amron Ela HaShulim Katan.
Maim
Gadol, the shadim is not present for Maim Shulim.
But Lama Shulim?
What?
Lama maim she'ulim velo maim gnuvim.
Doesn't say.
Okay. All right, so whatever it is, so drinking borrowed water, a katan.
It's a specific example that where they are present. That's it. Why?
Right. Okay. So apparently maim shulim is common to have these shadim, and a katan is very vulnerable to this, but a gadol doesn't need to be concerned. Vafilu says the Gemara Shailinu Katan, even if Katan borrows it, Nami lo amron ella bisade de la shriche. It's only true when by a field where people are not around. Aval bi'ir de shriche lesson, but in the city where it's shriche, it's more common, so there's not a concern either. Or so Rashbam says they're not lo shriche maya, where water is not common. So sade, where there's not lo shriche maya, So Mosher Nafshel Ishtos is Rashbam. The Shadim, I guess, are being Mosher Nefesh. You need to drink water. So wherever water is found, it's very likely higher chances that the Shadim are found to be there. But in the city where it's very easy to find water, we're not concerned that any water you find that's borrowed is going to have Shadim in them. Vafil Besadah, even if water that's found in the Sadah, Nami Lo Amr El Maya, Vacham Vishikh Lesamba. The concern only exists by water, but by wine and beer, it is uncommon to find Shadim there, and not a concern. Says the Gemara, "Va'over amayim shvuchim." Now, what about passing over spilled water? Lo amrin ela de lo afskinu ba'afra.
Yes, shiulin.
It means borrowed. No.
What do you mean by
I, my neighbor in the field, he let me borrow his water. I guess.
I don't know.
We just lost English. We had English before. We lost him, so
it sounds like
relying on your Hebrew.
Shaolin.
Shaolin.
Yeah,
I borrow water from me. I use it, but you asked me to bring you back water at least. You know, like, it's not like you give it to me. I have to give it back. It sounds like that. Maybe not that exact cup I have to bring back to you.
Yeah, but what about water in general? Not only shaolin. Water.
That's what we said. That's what I'm asking you to find out.
So says the Gemara now, va'over amayim shruchim. So pass over spilled water. Lo amrin elo de lo afskinu abafra. Only if it wasn't broken up, where Rashbam says shelo pizar lehem afra. You didn't spread dirt over it. But if you did spread dirt over it, it lost its potency of shadim. V'lo tafuroken. Also, you didn't spit on it. If you put dirt on top of the water, you put spit in it, less than ba, it doesn't have the shadim in it anymore. V'lo amrin, also, we didn't say, elad l'avar alayu shimsha, also the sun didn't pass over it. V'lo avar alayu shisun nigrin, also 60 people didn't walk over it already. Aval avar alayu shimsha, but the sun passed over it once already. It went through the daytime. V'lo avar alayu shisun, or 60 people passed over it, shisun nigri, less than ba, it loses the danger of shadim. Further, below Amr el Dilo Rach of Chaimer, also if no donkey went over it. Below Sain Masne, people didn't walk over with shoes on. Aval Rach of Chaimer, the Sain Masne Lesenba. If a donkey went over it, or if people with shoes walked over it, not a problem. Vihani Mili Hechadilekla Mechashik Shafim, this is also in a place we're not concerned of Kishuf. Aval Hechadikla Mechashik Shafim, a place where there is great concern of this witchcraft. Afagav Ika Kohani, even though all these things may have been concerned, a donkey went over it, a person stepped on it, 60 people passed over it, all these other things, Chayshin, they're still concerned, because when there's a pace of when Kishuf is Shchichi, then nothing could really get around any of the concerns. Kiahid, the Gavra, the Rachiv Chamer, like the person who was riding a donkey, Visai Masim, he's wearing shoes, the Gomer Misano, and Gomer, some of his like shoes or something shrunk, the Tzavu Cryo, and his legs also shrunk or something. What does Rashbam say? They dried out. His legs dried out. So his shoes shrunk of some sort, and his kapsu, I think, needs to shrink, right? Yeah. And then his legs dried out. And even though he had a donkey and he was wearing shoes, it was a place that was makom shchichi shafim, and therefore he wasn't protected. Tana Rabbanan, says the Gemara, Shlosha ein mimatzin, lo mismatzin. There are three cases where you shouldn't go in between and you shouldn't let them pass between you. So ve'eluhein, a kelev, you shouldn't go between two dogs and you shouldn't let a dog go between you and another man. Dekel, same thing with that date tree. V'ha'isha, and a woman. V'yesh omim af ha'chazir, even a pig. V'yesh omim af ha'nachash, even a snake. V'im matzin. So one case by the isha, so you shouldn't pass through Shay Nashim exactly. So
should be in the lobby here on Shabbat after tefillah.
So there's a big problem. There's a shaila in the poskim whether this exists even bebayis or not. Certainly outside when you're walking, there's a shaila in the poskim whether or not bebayis as well. So let's say, can you sit in between, let's say, two women or not?
Even if it's your mother and your wife? Or does this mean like a woman that's not known to you?
Why?
No, it could be your mother-in-law
and your wife.
So, I thought it was heterim if it's like your wife and your sister or your daughter and your mother, there are heterim for it. But those who are very makbid, not to sin between two women in general. So let's say at a wedding, you should try to do your wife and husband, and then next to him, a guy and then a girl and a girl and a guy, back and forth. Same thing, Shabbos meals. But by family, it's sometimes there are heterim for it as well. Others say no need to be makbid at all ever, because babayis, the only concerns are only outside, but babayis, the concerns aren't there. That's what the poskim discuss.
I would add to that and say, you know, maybe walking through, like lavor derech, is a problem. Maybe sitting next to is not.
That's what they say. That's what I'm saying. I guess I shouldn't say dafka the bias, but exactly, sitting down isn't a concern. It's lavor, passing through, is what they say. Others say no. Lavor is just an example, but sitting as well would be a concern. Sitting between two different women. So then the Gemara says, let's say v'i mimatzin, let's say you do. This happens. My takante, what's the fix? Amar Papa niftach bekel v'nifsak bekel. You recite a pasuk, and the Rashi gives an example that begins with the word kel and ends with the word kel. Inami or, you could niftach below, recite a pasuk that begins with the word lo, v'nifsak below, and it ends with the word lo. Taptos asks the following question. Perish Rashbam. Kel motzimi mitzrayim v'niftach below lo'ish al kel v'kazev. So he brings two psukim as examples. V'yafagav de'asur l'shrapos b'divrei Torah l'hagin shari. Even though this normally can't recite Torah psukim to heal yourself, this isn't healing, this is protecting. You're trying to defend yourself, prevent anything from happening. So that's why this is permitted. Back to the Gemara. Honey bay tray.
I'm sorry, what if I open with Hashem and I finish below? Could that work? Or the other way around?
I can only tell you what the Gemara says. Beyond that, I have no idea. So the Gemara says, Honey Beitre, there are these two men, Dematze Lahu Isha Nida, and a woman who was a Nida passed through between them. Im Tchilas Nidasahi, if this is the beginning of her cycle, Hareges Echamem, so one gets killed. Im Sof Nidasi, if it's the end of her Nida cycle, Meriva Ose Benem, she creates a fight between the two of them. Maitekante, what's the fix for this? Niftach Bakel, Venafsik Bakel, only that possible work, it's not the low one, but Kel Bakel. So, and this is a fascinating, there's a fascinating Ra here on regarding the Megillas Esther. He says as follows. He says, what's the reason why Esther invited Haman to the Suda with Ahasuerush? So he quotes based on the Pasuk, and the Gemara tells us that Pasuk Vatischalchal Hamalka mode. What if Vatischalchal mean? She pierced a Nida, she became a Nida suddenly. And therefore she invited both Ahasuerush and Haman, and she sat in between both of them. And one of them, since the beginning of her Nida cycle, one of them will be killed because of this. So she was hoping that Haman will get killed. That's why she had invited him to the meal. That's the Gemara, based on this Gemara here.
Nice.
Okay.
So they read that Gemara.
What?
Esther read this Gemara.
This Gemara didn't exist yet, but no, the Ramban. The Ramban writes two places in Al Torah that how much tumah nida was. In those times, they used to stay very far away from people who had nida. The Ramah brings down halacha, isha nida shouldn't come to shul. She can't come to shul in isha nida. It's not just it's a serious, it contaminates. It's deadly almost. She shouldn't look into the Torah when she's nida. This is halacha brought down. Now, we don't pass in this way. I must admit, as far as we're makbid on these things. It's brought down the halacha.
We don't let her look at the Torah. Stay home.
You know, isha nida is not allowed to touch a sefer Torah. That's the reason Simchas Torah, they can't dance. One of the reasons, the main reason, that's the source. They can't dance the Torah, they can't touch the Torah when they're in nida. Now, some say, since if they're not in nida, so they're allowed to, and therefore they should be able to dance with the Torah. So that ends up being a whole larger discussion of women dancing with Torahs or not. But it's brought down the Ramban, and two times says how in those times it was known that nida is also the absence of life. It was a... he's saying it's almost like Tumas Mace, because what Nida represents that no baby was born, so therefore Dam represents death. So it's some sort of Tumas Mace. So there's these discussions how you shouldn't touch the dirt that Isha Nida walks on. You can't touch the dirt because she is Metame, the dirt that she walks on. So there's large discussions about how bad Nida and how damaging Nida could be. So it says the Gemara now, Honey Trey. Nashi, the Yasui b'Parshas Drachim. You see two women sitting at one of these big highway, these crossways. Chada b'hai gisa d'shvila v'chada b'idach gisa. One on one side of the path, and the other one sitting on the opposite side of the path. across from each other. Mach nefayu lahadadi. They're mamish across from each other, facing each other. Vaday b'ksheifa masikem. They're vaday dealing with ksheifa. You should be very careful. So ma'atekante, what are you supposed to do? If there's another path around Lizabai, obviously go the other path and try to avoid going between these two women. If there is no other path around it, if there's another man, hold on to each other's hands and walk through and you'll be protected. What? If there's no other man, name Mahachi, say this. Igeris Azlis Asya Blusya Miskatla Bechik Kabel. Whatever those words mean, you say that that's like the remedy to protect from going through. What are the relevance of these words here? So the Rashbam says, Igeris, or Igris, I'm not sure how to pronounce this word, he Igris Bas Machlas, shame shade, it's a particular shade.
So you mentioned the names of the Shadim.
These are the names of Shadim, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, I see the previous one, I see that. One before that says, Osun Shadim Sha'aten Oskin Behen Mikshadim. You're mentioning the names, and then you say Miskatla, which means to die, to kill them, Bechay Kabel. They already killed with chitim. I already killed them with arrows, according to Rashbam's understanding of this. So you're basically saying
remember to say that, yeah.
Remember to say this, right?
And if you find another guy, grab his hand.
Please get rid of it. Hello.
So hi, man. The pogabis. If a person encounters a woman in the salka mitzvila mitzvah, so the moment, let's say a woman comes out of the mikvah of tefillah shel mitzvah. And if you encounter such a woman, so ihu kadim umishamish, if he goes back home first and has tashmish first, ach delay lididei ruach znunim, on him he's going to have this ruach of znunim of znus on his mind. Vihi kadme, if she goes home umishamish and has tashmish first, ach delah, she's going to be hit with this lididei ruach znunim. She's going to have these feelings of znunim for it. So Ma'atikande, what are you supposed to do? If accidentally walking the street, a woman comes out of the mikveh right away and you bump into her, what are you supposed to do? So Lei Mahachi says follows, Shofech bozal nidivim v'yitayim batoho lo derech. This pasuk you should say, and that's apparently going to protect you from any of these machshavos. So the interesting Tosfos, you flip back for a moment to Daf Kuf Yudam and Aleph. Once while you find like a Tosfos or someone gets lags a little bit or jumps ahead, this is really. So Tosfos, the bottom Kuf Yudam and Aleph, he says, "Hi man, the paga b'isisa." The parentheses before it tells you, "Shayach l'kaman daf kufyud alf." This tosis, which is on kufyud, is really shayach for kufyud alf. So he asks the Gemara in Brachos, "V'hadamar b'mishmesu." Rabbi Yochanan hava ka'azil v'yasiv ashari tefila. Rabbi Yochanan used to sit down the gates of the tefila. Keicha the yaldin zara kavaisa. So he says to them, "Listen, all you coming out, look at me, and when you look at me, you'll have beautiful children." How could Rabbi Yochanan do this? Isn't this a concern? So, Hacha the paga beish sholem in hamayim, and this is the moments they're coming out of the wire, out of the water. Rav Yochanan hashari tefila yasif. So the only concern is if you mamish see them coming out of the water. But this is when they left the base of tefila and they left the gates. That was a different place. He wasn't seeing them coming out of the water. He was seeing them leaving the place of the mikvah. Very different moments. So that's why the Rav Yochanan did it was allowed. That's answer one. Answer two, he says inami. Now one is where you're sitting, who's expecting it. Pug is where suddenly you bump into them, it was unexpected. When it's unexpected, then there's going to be a concern. Thirdly, he answers, Inami, Rabbi Yochanan Haya Omer, Shofech Buzalot. No, he said the Pasuk. When he said the Pasuk, he was protected. And there's actually a halacha that when a woman comes out of the mikvah, she's supposed to see, first thing she's supposed to see is a Jewish woman, ideally. That's why I think the minhag is in the mikvah, that the mikvah lady or someone there will say Shalom Aleichem, or I'm not sure exactly what the exchange is, but she says something, greets them, so the first thing she encounters is something of Kedusha, as opposed to leaving it and seeing either a Nachri or seeing a dog or seeing something bad. So then the halach is actually brought down. If you come out of the mikvah and the first thing you see, the first thing you encounter is something like this, a pig, a dog, you're supposed to go back to the mikvah again because of this idea. It's brought down in the halacha. I'm not sure for Makbid, but I think we're really pretty much saved by this, by the mikvah lady. So says the Gemara, Amar Yitzchak, my dechsev. What does the pasuk say? Gam ki elech begeit hamavas lo ira ra kiata imadi. What does this pasuk refer to? Zeh hayoshein betzel dekel yechidi. This refers to someone who sleeps in the shade of a singular, alone dekel, a date tree. There's nothing next to it. U betzel levana, somebody who is in the shade of the moon. Ubitzel dekel yachidi, and when it comes to the shade of a singular dekel, lo amrin ella de lo nafil, tulo de chavrei ulayhu, it's only when it's another tree shade is not also on you. So, if there's another dekel there, so then we assume that the shade goes to the other dekel. Again, these are things which are going to be very difficult to understand. Aval nafil tule de chavrei ulayu lesem ba. But if the shade from a neighboring tree is there also, it's not a concern. Ela hadatanya, that price, yeah.
The Rashbam just says that if there's another dekel, the shade goes to the other dekel.
Right.
That's why he's got no problem.
Okay, so there's another one. If this is one dekel, we assume there's got to be a shade here. But if there are other ones, so shade, I guess, is, I don't know if we wiped, assume it goes to the other dekel, but it's likely, I guess, he went to the other dekel. I don't know.
It's kind of like when you take up his space. If he's got another way, he'll go around the other way.
So he doesn't want to be mazik you. Only right. He has to be mazik.
He doesn't want to encounter you at all.
I see. So Ela Hadatanya, it's like they say, like the animals are more scared of people. It's only if you put them in danger and no choice. You get between the bear, the mother, and the child, and they feel endangered. But other than that, they really have nothing. They don't want to be near any humans. I guess that's the idea. Once had a rabbi who said, Shadim are really viruses and bacteria. That's what he understood them as.
Wow.
Okay. Elohad the Tanya, the Bryce that says. So Elohad the Tanya, Hayashain, Bitzel, Dekel Yechidi, Bechatzer, someone who sleeps in the shade of this lone tree in a courtyard. Hayashain, Bitzel, Levana, and someone who sleeps in the shade of the moon. Damo Barosho, and he should expect to die from this danger. Hey Chidami, what's the exact case? If the shade from an accompanying dekel is not there, afil besada nami, even in a sada, why dafka nechatzir? It says even in a sada, it's going to be dangerous for a person. Ella lav shmamina bechatzir, afa. It must be talking about dafka nechatzir. Afa gav the nafil tula dechavrei ulayu. Even if there's an accompanying tree whose shade is there, that's going to still be problematic. Shmamina. So in a sada, if there's an accompanying tree, you're protected. But in a chatzir, for whatever reason, even if there is an accompanying tree there, it will still be dangerous to sleep under the shade of a dekel tree. Ubitzela shelavana, in the shade of the moon, lo amrin ela b'marava, it's only true in the west. Aba b'medincha, which would mizrach, the beginning where it starts to shine, or to come up, less than but, there's not a concern from sleeping in the shade of the moon. Okay, now Haiman, the top line of Kufiyud Aleph from the Bay is Haiman de Mafne Agir de Didiklay. Somebody who goes to the bathroom on the tree that's been cut down, Ach de Leli Diday, he's going to be overcome with Ruach Palga, which is some type of sickness. Does Rashbam tell us what kind of sickness this is?
Shtuk.
He won't be able to speak, he'll lose his voice or something. Haiman de Matle Resha Agir de Didiklay. Somebody who rests his head on a cut date tree, ach tele ruach tzarda, he's going to be overtaken by this other type of spirit. What spirit is this? Okay, a big headache.
Okay.
So haid man de pase adikle, somebody who steps over a date tree, imaktil katil, if it's been this date tree has been cut down, he's going to be cut down himself and killed. I ayaker, if it was uprooted the tree, Miakir Mace, he's going to be uprooted and killed. I'm not sure what I guess he'll die as opposed to being killed. I guess that's the difference. Right. First case he'll be killed, second case he'll die from something. Now Hani Milach de Lomanach Kare Elayo, this only if he didn't place his foot on top of the tree when passing over it. He just jumped over it. He hopped over it. But Manach Kara Elayo lesson, but if he steps on the date tree, then he'll be protected from any of these dangers. Now, Hamishe Tule, Habi Tule, there are five different types of shades. Tule, you switch with a test with a tzadi, it's tsel. But that's one of the tricks. If you know diktuk in Hebrew, so any of the hispiles, you switch the word. So let's say hishtamish, shin and tuf switch. So in Hebrew, you find, like, yes, it's flasa, tuf and shin switch, it's shlosha. So hits tzadik, we switch the tzadi and the test, so a test and a tzadi switch. So I think that's true for all the hispiles. So.
What can you repeat it?
In any of the words that in Hebrew you would do a hispile, you would switch instead of saying his, you don't say hit shamish, you say hishtamish. You switch the shin and the tuf. So in Aramaic, oftentimes you find the tuf and the shin switching. Tlasa, yesterday we said tlasa is really shlosha. You switch the tuf and the shin. it's tzadik, you switch the tzadi and the tes. So here also it says tule, the tes, you switch the tes with the tzadi, it's tule, tzel, means shade. So it comes up a number of things like that, other examples. So chamishe tule have, there are five types of shades. Tule de dikla, yechida, the shade of a singular tree, a day tree. Tule de chanta, what's a kanda here? It's a type of tree. Tula de parcha, the shade of a tzlaf tree. That's the, I forgot the name of it.
Caper bush.
Caper bush, yeah. The tula de zardasa, which is, I'm not sure what that is. It's a type of tree also, I guess. Is that a cedar tree? No, that's not a cedar tree. That's erez, may Aramaic. So ikadami af tula de arba, even the shade of what, a boat, I guess?
Yeah, sfina.
Right? And the tula de arvasa, and the tula of... Okay, Arava Street. Okay, fine. So these things are, there are five and maybe six, seven. Klal de bil, so this is the klal. Kol de nafish anfa, whenever there's a lot of branches, kasha tulaya, then the shade is going to be a lot more dangerous. Kol de kasha sulaya, whenever the, I think the bark it refers to, with actual wood, does Rashbam say?
It's so, yeah.
It's okay, the actual wood is very hard, it's a hard type of wood. Kasha tulay. Also, the shade is also going to be very dangerous. Labar mikaro masa. Except for this one exception, this type of tree, the afagab, the kashi sila, even though the wood is very strong and hard, lo kashi tule, the shade is not very strong. It doesn't affect you. Damr le shade lebra pircha, that the shade said to the bra pircha. Lebra says to his son? No.
Yeah.
He says to his son? Yeah, okay. To his daughter, okay, yeah. It says to his daughter, Pircha nafshich mi karamasa, go fly away, remove yourself from karamasa, this type of tree, di'ihu dekata lavuch, because this killed your father, bekata lididei, and he killed it, him, me, lididei is him, killed the shade itself, okay, I'm not sure, it killed a couple of people, or a couple of shadim, I don't know exactly what it killed.
Amar Rashi, because the tree killed the shade.
Killed the shade, so yeah. How is the shade still talking then?
No. Killed the husband of the shit.
Uh-huh.
She's talking to her daughter.
Uh-huh, okay. Okay, they had families also. I didn't know that. Okay. So, Amar Rav Ashi...
Whatever is in Gashmit in Ruchnit as well. It's all mishtalshet from there.
Okay. Amar Rav Ashi, Chazin le Rav Kana de Parish Mikula. Rav Ashi said, I witnessed the Rav Kana stayed away from any
type
of shade.
That's why it's not dangerous to be in this kind of shade of tree. Because this tree kills the shade, so then...
Right, exactly. Yeah. So this they kill shadim, and then the shadim are not found. It's a shame to stay away from this. But nonetheless, Rav Ashi witnessed that Rav Kana himself would separate from any type of tree. Mikulo, all of them. I would think even this last one, it seems like. So it says the Gemara, too late...
This is not only shadim, this is Ruchot Ra'ot now as well. Shadim is one aspect. And we cover the tree that's out there or not there now. It might be the one tree that killed the husband of the wife of the shade. It's not, but now this Ruchot Ra'im as well.
Ah, I see, yeah.
Different problem.
Right. Okay.
Oh,
shit. Yeah. So, Tule Bepircha. So, the shade of, this was the caper tree we said, Bepircha, I think, right?
Betzela Tzlaf.
Yeah, so this is the caper tree. So, the Tule Bepircha, the shade of the caper tree, Ruche... The Bezardasa, Ruche is a Rachra, I guess. The Bezardasa, the shade of the Bezardasa, is Shada. The Bey Igra.
This is like telling you what's in between all these shades.
Right. Different levels, different types of bad things. The Bey Igra, what's the Bey Igra?
These are the names of the Shadim.
Are these the names of the
Shadim? The Shadim that stays
tree.
The Shadim that's staying. Whatever tree you said,
uh-huh.
The name is Sheda.
Okay, Shedim. I see.
The Shedim that stays in Gagot.
The rooftop, Rishpei.
Rishpei.
Okay.
Rishpei Esh.
So these are names. We have Ruche, we have Sheda, we have Rishpei.
I was going to say, why we need to know the names.
My Naf Kmina, who cares?
Yeah.
The Kmiya, to write the Kmiya, so these are little...
It's very Kabbalistic.
These
amulets.
Yeah, amulets, right. So the Beit Pircha, Bir Yashen Leinayim. Now this Bei Pircha that's found in this caper trees have no eyes.
Which snake bites
has,
you? You know,
has no eyes.
Antidote. Yeah.
So my afkmina, who cares that this birya has no eyes? That this type of shade has no eyes? Ligzuzelei. So ligzuzelei. What does Rashbam say? Baruch mi pinei. Run away from it, because if you run away, it can't catch you. It can't see where you're going. Zimnechada. There's one time. Hava altil tumer rabbanon. There were some tamidei chacham who were walking on the way. Lafnuye. the Beit Pircha, and they right here they went to the bathroom by a cedar tree, by a caper tree. Okay, and Shama de Kaasi Layu, they heard that this shade was coming to attack them. But Gazi, and they ran. Ki also Chavki le Dikla, and when he went, they grabbed onto a dekel tree. Tzavach Dikla Pakahi, and the dekel tree, I guess the shade had overtaken them anyways, it dried up and it exploded. Now, Parcha de Beizar, that's a Sheda, the fact this shade in the Beizar Dasa. Hi, the Zardasa, the Samcha Lamasa Lo Pachsa. What's this saying here? So the shame there found by this type of tree, which is named Shide.
No, that's the name of the shade.
Right, I'm saying the name of Shide is the name of shade.
Is that the shade?
If it's found next to the Masa, next to the city, there's no less than 60. Lo Pachsa, Meshite, and Shide, no less than 60. On this type of tree, which is next to the city, the Mayan Afkamina, who cares? The Michtelakima to write this amulet also. I guess I'm not sure why the number makes a difference, but I guess they'd have to write something on this kima for getting rid of the shade.
Maybe it's under 60. You don't need the kamiya.
But that be shishim better.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe. No, no.
Sounds like zechal b'shishim.
Okay. Hahu Bar Kasha, there was a Bar Kasha, particular shoter, a policeman in the city, Demasa, the Azav Akai Gavi Zardasa, Davi Samech Lamasa. He happened to be standing next to one of these trees that were next to the city. Alu Beishisim Shide Vistakine. 60 Shadim jumped on him and he was in grave danger. Asad Lahu Barbanan, one of the Rabbanan came, De Lo Yada, the Zardasa, the Shishin Shidehi. He didn't know that it had 60 Shadim. Kasala Kamiya wrote a Kamiya Lachadashida for one, to get rid of the one shade. Shama de Talu Chinga Begavai. We heard that was Chinga mean?
Klinigina.
Chinga is a party. Chinga.
What?
Chinga is a party.
It's Klinigina.
It's
instruments.
Instruments.
That's what it's referring to? Musical instruments.
But here it's talking about a Te'ila. So they hung an instrument on a tree. The Kamashi.
No, they're hanging there, the Shadim instruments on the tree.
Okay.
He heard that.
Okay, fine. Sing. The Kamashu.
And they sang.
Okay, they sang, okay. Hachi Sudra Dimar Kitum Rabbanan Badikin Bay. Okay, what is going on here?
Don't try to understand.
He wrote him, this cop was overtaken by 60 Shadim. He wrote him a Kamiya for one Shed.
Correct.
So it sounds like the rest of the Shadim took their instruments and started singing a song. That's what it sounds like.
And the song is like, this is the song.
Pick
a tune.
Yeah.
So, which means...
Sudro is kisui rosh mi bat, shenagul bosh talmidei chachamim nesuim. The bachurim used to wear. Okay.
They didn't know. Basically, he's making fun that the Talmud Chacham didn't know that there's 60 shadim in there for their...
So they had a chinga.
You got one of us...
Okay.
You think that you're Talmid Chacham, huh?
So again, the Kamashi, they were singing, again, Hachi, Sudru Demar Kitzurim Rabbanan, Badik Nebebe Mar, Lo Yada Baruch. He doesn't know how to make a bracha. He doesn't know how to protect. So Asa Hum Rabbanan, another Talmid Chacham came, the Yada Dizardar Sashis and Shidi. He knew, he was aware that there were 60 of them there. Havakas Lekim, the Shis and Shidi Shama, the Ka'amri Panu, Menaychu Mahacha. And he heard they all left, and it protected him. Kata of Miriri. Okay, so. This is a pasuk found in Dvarim. What does Ketem Meri mean? Trei Katvi Havu. So there were two people...
Two Shtei Katav. It's another type of Shidim.
Okay, two Ketvim or Katvim Havu. Chad Mekame Tihara, Chad Mebasa Tihara. One's in the Tihara means afternoon. Like Tsiar, switch the test in the Tzadi and Sohar. So one is before the afternoon, one comes after the afternoon. The Mekami Tower, the one that's before the afternoon, Katamiri Shemo, it's called Katamiri. Umechse Beikada de Kimcha. And it looks like a. What's Beikada de Kimcha? It's Rashman's Miskal Gabasok Kadcha Kutach. It stays in some type of pitcher. Vahadar Bey Bechasha. And then it was due after that. Need some help from you guys here.
It's in special card. How do you say card?
He's like a pitcher now, or?
Yeah. Pitch, and then he's mixing it.
Okay. Fine. So that you could see it in this type of pitcher. The Basatyar, the one that comes after the afternoon time, Ketev Yeshud Tarayim Shmo, that's the name. Umechse Beit Karna De Iza V'Hadar Beit Kanfa. It has like horns of a goat.
He looks between, you see him between the goat's karnaim.
Ah, you see, that's where you see it. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then it goes around like a sifter of some sort.
And
okay.
His kanaf, his wing is turning around.
Okay. So by have a shock of Azil. He was once on the walking along the way. V'Azil Rapapa Mimino. Rapapa was on his right side. Rav Huna Rei Derev Yeshua Mismolo. He was on his left side. Chazi Lahu Ketem Riri Deka Asi Leape Dismolo. He saw that Ketem Riri was approaching him from the left.
Rav Huna.
Ahadjile Rapapa Lismolo. He switched around Rapapa to the left. Rav Huna Rei Derev Yeshua Lamina. He put him switched around on the other side. So now Rapapa was in great danger. So Amalei Rapapa, Ana Maishna Dula Chashizle. You don't care about me? Are you putting me in front of this danger? No, he said, Amar Lei, At Shaita Kaimam Silcha. Right now, you're in a good moment. You have good mazel right now. And I think Rashbam explains what was the good mazel he had.
It was Ashi. He was a rich man.
He's a wealthy man, so he was obviously seeing a good mazel. So I knew you were protected, so that's why he switched Rapapa to the left side. He would be able to withstand the shade approaching. So, B'tamaz Ad Shisar. So Mechad B'Tamas, from the first of Tamas Ad Shitzer until the 16th Bay, Vada Shrikh, there's a very prevalent Shadim in those times. Mikan Ve'elach, from here on in, after that moment, after the 16th, Safik Shrikhi, Safik Lo Shrikhi. We're not sure whether they're found commonly or not.
And then we have Shvar Sabatamuz, right after that. But it should be the other way, shouldn't it? Shouldn't it be the... From that time until Tisha B'Av, it's really their Shechichi, they're really Ben Amtzarim.
From when? Yeah, they're there.
No, but this is saying after that time. From the 1st to the 16th of Tammuz.
But the Midrash, Shocher Tov, it says, Sheketev, this kind of shed, Meriri, Sholet is controlling Mishiv Asar B'Tammuz at Tisha B'Av. Don't worry about it, they're there too.
So then the Gemara says... Mishtache betuli de chatzva. They frequent the shade of a chatzva. De lo chatzav grim garmida. So what? Where is it? Where they commonly found in the shade of what? In the shade of a particular type of grass called chatzav, which didn't grow an amahai. And ubetule. They also found betuli de tzafra in the shade of tzafra upnaya de lo havi garmida. What's that referring to? The shade of the morning. The shade of the evening. Which didn't reach, I guess the shade didn't reach an amma. I'm not sure exactly what that means.
Length of amma.
The shade didn't, it's very low down. Yeah, it's very low.
It's shade of the shade of the shed. Okay. Shade of the shed.
Sail of the shade. Okay, fine.
Sail of the shade.
Fine. Will be, if Iker Betuli the Beis HaKiseh, and the most commonly found in the bathhouse, in the bathrooms. Amr of Yosef, Honey Tlas Mile, these three things, Yoiv Arbunya Linhura. These three things, bring a person to become blind or lose his eyesight. What are them? Man the sark resha yavish.
You have nothing to worry about.
Person who combs his hair when it's dry, his hair is dry. Man the shase tif, someone who drinks something, wine, which drips out from the chavis, a barrel of some sort.
He's just a...
Right, like exactly.
The tipot.
Uman the saim masne ad maisine kari, so someone who wears shoes... That
his feet are still wet. He's putting on his shoes.
All these examples, by the way, it's very likely that a lot of like bacteria is found in these places. Like the bottom of the barrel, after everyone's been drinking, there's like bacteria there. You have like wet feet, you put them on his shoes, it's gonna get all
you're gonna get
athlete's foot. Right, exactly. All these things.
Fangu.
Okay. Tali Bibesa. So I think you Tali Bibesa Kashla Nusa. This is a halacha. Hanging bread, I think it's referring to, right? Rashbam says, "Salu pas pesocha." You're hanging bread in your house; it's kashli nusa. It causes poverty. Kedami inchi, like people say, "Tala silsa, tala mizona." You're hanging your bread; you're hanging your food. Below amr and ella rifts, it only applies to hanging bread. How about bistra, hanging salami from your ceiling? Let's say the kavre. What's kavre? It's like a date.
Honey.
That's the honey cakes. Yeah.
Kavre sounds like kavere.
The game.
Dagim, fish.
Okay. Less than bow, that's not a concern. Orichehi. That's common. Now pare bebesa. Pare is morsan. What's morsan? What?
Bran.
Okay. So bread bebesa, kasha linusa. That's having it in your house. Bran. Nishur bebesa is that these are bread crumbs. Kasha linusa. Bilele shabasos. Bilele revis. So fine. So I think that's now new point now. Bilele. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, Bilele Shabbos, Bilele Revius, Friday night and Tuesday night, which is Wednesday, going to Wednesday. Sharu Mazikin, Elihu, the Mazikin have the, they've given power. Isra de Mizona, that's, I think, one line.
Yeah.
The Isara de Mizona, which is the minister of the Mizonos, Nakid Shmei, his name is Nakid.
Ala Parnasa.
Okay, Ala Parnasa, yeah. That's okay, fine.
The minister of the Parnasa.
Okay.
So
Shmei Isara, Rabbi Nikid Shmei, the Isara Danusa Navel Shmei, and that one who oversees poverty, his novel is a Shmei. Now Tsa, we stop here. Yeah, maybe I think it looks like a good starting point right now. Okay, so we'll just stop here, just like that. Okay, these are some interesting things about Shadim, and hopefully we'll
can take it on.
Hopefully we'll be ending this soon.